Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Happy New Year, and welcome to part 10 of the 2018 Avian Awards podcast series, a little thing we do every year where I go over each and every category of the Avian Awards, painstakingly separating all the nominees and giving you my thoughts on the category, the voting process, and some of the best performances of the year. In case you don't know, 25 years as an adult film critic, 12 as an Avian voter, something that I really, really love. I get a chance to do this series every year. One of my favorite things, of course, is your feedback. Please drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter, on Facebook. Any questions, comments, critiques? Am I talking too fast, talking too slow, covering the wrong stuff, not covering the right stuff? Shoot me a question and I will put it in the next podcast. This is Volume 10. We might end this thing at 11 or 12. We might get through it all. We do go through the list that's up on avn.com/awards/nominees. You can follow us through. It's sort of alphabetical. Everything is best, but we are to the best T category now. We start about two-thirds of the way down with Best Taboo Relations Movie. Before we get going, obviously, I already told you I love the feedback. Sponsorships are available if you'd like to sponsor the podcast. Let me know. We can do, you know, yearly. Hoping to do two or three of these a month, maybe with some guests. Really hoping to get this series done so I can get started on some guest podcasts as well. So shoot me a line if you're interested in sponsorship. Half of all sponsorship monies will go to A Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's, something that means a lot to me. So thanks a lot. Going down here, Best Taboo Relations Movie. Look, this is the Fosest category. If you've listened at all, it's not my thing. It is hugely popular, though. Massively popular. So popular that there is an entire category dedicated to it. Dysfunctional, Blood is Thicker Than Cum from Kelly Madison. Family-friendly, Digital Sin. Family Members, Zero Tolerance. Fathers and Daughters, Sweet Sinner. Forbidden Family Affairs 5, I Like My New Stepsister, I Want My Sister 2, Incestuous Affair, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, guys, look, this category, what are voters looking for? Are you looking for a well-made movie? Because you got Evil Angel in here with Slutty Stepsisters, you've got Digital Playground, you've got Digital Sin, you've got companies like Forbidden Fruits and to a certain extent, Sweet Sinner, that really focus on this kind of material. Is it the storyline that matters to you? Is it the sex? Because honestly, if you watch like the Digital Sin stuff, I like all their stuff. Regardless of the theme, it looks and feels the same. The same sexual energy, the same lighting, the same picture quality. It's all excellent porn. It's just whether or not you like the theme. Or are you looking for something more like a feature? And that's interesting because, to me, I guess what makes these really good is how good a quality it is overall. And that matters in that way. I like Step Family Secrets from Digital Playground. That was a really good one. And then you've got like a series, My Girlfriend and Her Stepmom from Zero Tolerance. And Zero Tolerance just makes good, solid movies. They're simple. And I mean, now more than movies, it's more content, I guess. Just solid collections of scenes. They're good. Very rarely do you go, wow, that was the best thing I've ever seen. But you never leave disappointed, and that's really kind of important. Same thing with, like, Devil's Films, right? My wife caught me ass-fucking her mother, 10. Okay, obviously that's a fun fantasy for people to play out because, man, there's 10 volumes of it. Not particularly my category. It feels like a tack on to me, but there's some decent stuff here. Some movies that would stand, I guess, with other vignette movies. Best three-way sex scene, boy, boy, girl. You're going to need to like the girl in the middle, obviously. Altar of Aphrodite, Kelly Madison, Angela White, Chad White, and Flash Brown. Really good scene. Angela White, you guys know how I feel about her. To me, this is the year of Angela White if she does not go home with a crap ton of trophies at the end of the month, I'll be surprised. Bombshell from Skyla. Skyla, Ramon, and Tony Rivas. Bombshell 7, Selena Rose, James Dean, Marcus Dupree. Bottle Service from Black.com, Natalia Starr, Isaiah Maxwell, Jason Brown. Really good scene. Callie Carter is the Archangel. forked from Adam and Eve, Mercedes Carrera, Marcus Lund, and Tony DiSergio. What makes for a great three-way scene, besides how much you like the performer? Putting something like Forked from Adam and Eve, or An Inconvenient Mistress from Wicked with Jessica Drake, Michael Vegas, and Ryan Driller, or even Nerds, Digital Playground, or Sacrosanct, Katrina Jade. Compare that to something like Bottle Service from Blacked, or Kendra's Obsession, or White Bitch Sandwich 6 from Dogfart, right? Which is just hardcore gonzo. It's tough to compare them sometimes. Let's see, the Kendra scene from Kendra's Obsession, Kendra, Jason Brown, and Ricky Johnson, that was really good. Riley Steele with Tony Rebus and Mr. Pete from Riley Goes Gonzo 2 was excellent. Again, going back to something I mentioned in the last one yesterday about the tease performance from Confessions of a Sinful Nun, how important is how the scene fits into the story? In that case, the Jessica Drake scene from An Inconvenient Mistress, it's a key plot point. Even the Altar of Aphrodite and how it fits in with the movie, very important. Great scene, by the way. Probably my... The Kendra's Obsession or the Angela White scene would be my pick, but there's some excellent scenes here. Best three-way sex scene, girl, girl, boy. Or, in other words, the Luckiest Guy on the Planet Award. Angela White is Titwoman. Angela White, Alexis Texas, James Dean. Man, that scene was awesome. Angela White, Alexis Texas is really kind of the best of both worlds if you like boobs and butt. Wow, phenomenal. Tushy, The Art of Anal Sex 4. Ariana Marie, Marley Brinks, and Christian Clay. College Rivals, Bond Over Cock. August Ames, Kinsey Reeve, Levi Cash. That was a good scene. Ethnicity, Chanel Hart, Yasmin De Leon, and Prince Joshua. I liked that scene a lot, and you guys know already I really liked the movie. I felt like maybe it was a little too short. Like maybe there was more, and we could have made it a little more hardcore and impactful. And I think then it would fit better with some of these other top scenes. Exposed, Abella Danger, Valentina Nappi, Jesse Jones. Felt the same way. It was a little too quick, a little too feature, but really good. Flesh Hunter 14, Riley Nixon, Janice Griffith, and Jean Valjean was good. Half His Age, Jews Love Black Cock, Jennifer White, Nat Turner, and Taurus. Make It Hard 3, Elsa Jean, Gina Valentina, Marcus Dupree. Naughty Black Housewives 4, Kira Noir, Honey Gold, and Prince Joshua. No Strings Attached Threesome from Fucking Awesome, Anya Olsen, Sydney Cole, McBlue. Prison Sluts, Jada Stevens, Anik Albright, and Kieran Lee. Sin's Life Sex Tour, Kiss of Sins, Katrina J, Johnny Sins. Swallow My Skirt, Squirt, Blair Williams, Zoe Monroe, Marcus Dupree, Young and Beautiful from Vixen, Riley Reid, Megan Rain, McBlue. Top of my ballot, the Young and Beautiful scene with Riley Reid and Megan Rain. Wow. The Flesh Hunter scene with Riley Nixon and Janice Griffith was really good. Both Exposed and Ethnicity are very good, and again, within context of the movie, outstanding. But the three at the top, the College Rivals, ShareMyBoyfriend.com, Mofo scene with August and Kinsey, The Art of Anal Sex with Ariana and Marley, and the Angela White scene with Angela and Alexis Texas, almost impossible to beat. Best Transsexual Movie. Again, not really my category. So what ends up happening in these is... because honestly, there's very little sexual appeal for me personally in these. I do watch all of the nominated titles because I want to vote in every category. So what I end up voting for here is more, it's more technical. It's more story and lighting and camera angles because there's not a lot sexually that does it for me. And maybe that's unfair. Because there's a huge difference in quality in this list. There's some stuff that I'm sure the core audience really loves that I'm just kind of, okay. To me, it looks like a poorly lit movie. Again, do you like cheerleaders? Because it's Transsexual Cheerleader 17 from Devils. It's transsexual performers. See, they're still using transsexual. Anyway, the cheerleader stuff. The stuff that I liked, and I recognize the my TS heartthrob from Leigh Wood. You can recognize how well the movie's shot, just like Leigh Wood's stuff that's not trans is shot the same way with the same sort of heat and energy. So I would imagine it's just as good for that audience. But I really thought some of the stuff from Mile High and Gender X, my transsexual stepsister, my dad's TS girlfriend, that stuff that had a little bit of a story is the stuff that I like better. Again, because there's not much else there for me. Of course, Joey Saavedra's got Transvision 7 or 10. Joey's been doing award-winning trans stuff forever. So, Best Transsexual Series, Hot for Transsexuals, Monster Cock, Trans Takeover, She-Male, Road Trip. I reviewed a couple of those. I don't get it. You get Road Trip in the title, and there's really nothing going on except just random scenes. T-Girl Teasers, T-Girls in Porn, Transvision, Transsexual Girlfriend Experience. You know, TS Seduction from Kink, TS Pussy Hunters. See, and that's, this is another one of those categories. If you watch stuff from every one of those titles and you like watching trans performers with women, regular, genetic females, more than you like watching trans performers with men, there's your series, I guess. You know, I mean, I guess it really depends on what you're looking for. And what I find interesting in the next, and I guess it'll be last category we do for this episode, best transsexual sex scene, is we are seeing more trans performers with female porn performers. We're seeing more of that. And there's one on here that obviously we'll talk about. Adriana Chechik did one, and Adriana is the Squirt Queen. All My Mother's Lovers had Arabelle Raphael, who I really like. She's really sexy. Bang My Tranny S15, Buck Angel Superstar. So you got Chanel Santini, Aubrey Kate, and Buck Angel. Dickie Johnson's Misadventures, Ava Paradise, XXX, The Real Taste of Italy. I Am Katrina, Katrina Jade, and Venus Lux. You got there. Jessica Drake is Wicked, Jessica Drake with Venus, Aubrey Kate, and Domino Presley. Monster Cock Trans Takeover. That's Stephanie Special and Ramon. My Dad's TS Girlfriend 2. My Transsexual Stepsister. Transcest, The Unreal Family Tale. Transsexual Cheerleader 17. The scene they picked was Marissa Minks and Jonah Marks. So there's a couple. Not a lot, I guess. But enough that you can start to see a bit of a trend. The Jessica Drake scene and the Katrina scene. We talked about it in the last episode when we did Star Showcase. I think those two movies are battling it out for Star Showcase. I think these two scenes are going to battle it out for the win here. And again, I think part of it is voter bias. We've got so much to look through, right? So many movies, so many performances, so many performers, that sometimes when you find something familiar or something you already like, it's just easier. And people love Katrina. People love watching Jessica, and this was such a high-profile scene that I think those are going to take it. Now, obviously, there's some added layers to the Jessica scene. We haven't addressed, and I'll address in a separate podcast about what happened to August Ames. Very sad, but you know, obviously now Jessica did this scene with trans performers and has feelings about the issue of working with trans performers. And so, I don't know, it'd be nice if this would stir a discussion. So far, all it's done is stir a lot of negative crap. And we're going to keep that out of this podcast. We're going to wrap this up. I think we got maybe one more and then the big one. So thank you all for tuning in. My name is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. I would love your feedback. Just leave the feedback there. Click a like button if you're watching on YouTube, or drop me a line. Roger@RogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter or Facebook. And I'd love to hear from you. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you again soon.